Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we're talking Ye and Jason Lee, but specifically Jason Lee giving an info dump about his interview with Kanye, like 5 days after his interview with Ye, and all this stuff that went on regarding Chicago's birthday party. And so there's a lot of great information in here that's not going to be part of the interview that is coming out in essentially 10 hours from now. It's midnight on Friday, and this is coming out sometime Friday morning or early afternoon. So we're going to have this interview tomorrow, but this is stuff of Jason reacting like to things that happened later and his thoughts in the aftermath of the interview. So I think it's pretty fascinating, especially because Jason Lee's, he runs a radio show called Hollywood Unlocked. That's all this talk about Hollywood. He knows how a lot of the gossip and PR stuff works behind the scenes. And he has some fascinating takes because it seems to be the first vocal person in that industry that's looking to side with Ye or see things from Ye's perspective rather than just attack the way you might see from TMZ or Page Six or Perez Hilton, all these other people that have in the past just seen the clicks, just seen the headlines, where it seems like Jason's legitimately seeing like a relationship, trying to see it from Ye's view, and having somebody that understands the game and how that game's played and essentially giving Ye pointers on it is kind of like a fascinating 2022 subplot that I did not see coming. But here, let's get into the info dump put together by Beezlebub here. So shout out to Beezlebub. So this is Ye Ubered to Hollywood Unlocked Studio. He came alone. So this is Jason Lee on Instagram Live talking about the interview with Ye and some of the stuff in the aftermath. Okay, so Ye Ubered to Hollywood Unlocked. Hour-long interview. Ye asked him anything. Ye said ask him anything. Talked about Red Hat, Ray J running for president in 2024, cancel culture. Interview out this Friday at 10 a.m. So, you know, jumping back into 2018 stuff, jumping back to like Ray J, Kim, Kanye, and there's a whole history there. Running for president in 2024 will be interesting because that's a question on all of our minds, I'm pretty sure. And then cancel culture is something else that has been of interest to Ye ever since the Taylor Swift incident, right? Okay, so the entire interview, Ye made sense. Jason said he isn't scared to check Ye, and Ye likes that. 808s is Jason's favorite Ye album. Jason links Ye up with Karen Clark Sheard, gospel singer. She talked on the phone with Ye. She prayed for them on speakerphone at the warehouse. Ye and Clark will work together on music in the future, so that's cool. Jason said Kardashian life is ran by statistics. They constantly monitor social media. They react accordingly and make sure their narrative always wins, which I think this is something that people in the online Kanye communities have pointed out, that it seems that the Kardashians react when Ye puts something out there. And until something's put out there, they kind of dominate things or will stay silent. How we kind of have seen in the last few months, the way they've kind of controlled the narrative around Pete and Kim, and also controlled the narrative of how TMZ and some other outlets are reporting about Kanye, commenting on Kanye. Yeah, so pretty fascinating to have Jason, who is on the inside, who has worked in the with the Kardashians in the past, be saying something like this. Jason suggested Ye to make that video addressing the Chicago birthday situation. So this was the video that Ye posted to his Instagram where he said that he was trying to get to Chicago's birthday, didn't have the address, you know, was being kept away, didn't like that. He's just trying to be there so he could have his daughter know that he was at her birthday. So it was Jason was the one that was like, hey, make this video, put it online, because I think he knew that they monitor social media. So if Ye posted something to social media, it puts pressure on them to take the high road, right? Oh, he has the address. Oh, we invited him. All the things that eventually came out that tried to reorient the conversation into, oh, it was just a miscommunication. We're good. Everything's good. While still kind of taking shots of, you know, Ye was supposed to have his own party, so Kim was confused by everything. But Jason had him put it out there, and that really solved the issue. It cut through a lot of the red tape, right? Ye got an answer pretty quickly, though it was from Travis. Jason asked Ye if he was at the party yet, so Ye sent him some pictures, which some of those pictures were like the pinata photos where Ye is holding up Shy and she has the pinata stick and the pinata's there, and which were pretty funny photos, but you could see the Hollywood Unlocked watermark on those photos. So maybe those were some of the ones that Ye sent, but he claims Kardashian purposefully released the video of Ye with Kris before Jason could release the pics to run with the narrative that crazy Kanye was lying, that he can't be with the kids, yet he's at the party. Which, I mean, he would know better than me in this situation, right? We did see that video that came out that showed it kind of like swept the party grounds, and we saw Ye eating ice cream standing next to Kris Jenner. I didn't think that the narrative that was coming out of that was that Ye was lying, that he can't be with the kids. I thought it was just like, look, he's here. It was just kind of squashing the talking point rather than trying to show that he's making things up. But, you know, Jason has a better idea of all of this than than I do. Kylie had people require PCR tests at the door because she didn't want too many people taking pictures and videos of her because she's pregnant. Yet the video of Ye and Kris still got out. So a little bit of suspicion about why, if none of these other videos were getting out, why did this one of Ye and Kris get out? And specifically Ye and Kris, right? It's not Ye entering the party, it's not him talking to anybody else, but talking to the matriarch herself. Ye brought his photographer with him, but they didn't let him in, saying he didn't have the COVID test. He had to call doctor to the house to take the test. I think that's how they were able to release the video early. So essentially, Ye's photographer would have taken pictures, sent them to Jason or to other people, and he would have been the one in control of the story. But because they had the photographer have to go take this test elsewhere, it allowed the Kardashians to get ahead of the initial media sprint in regards to this. So Jason asked Ye who gave him the address when the story was out. The Kardashian gave it to him. Ye told that it was Travis. Jason asked him to make another video addressing that. So again, this is what I was getting at with Jason kind of coaching Ye. It's like Jason seeing that the story's starting to play out that, oh, see, the Kardashians gave him the address. Jason's like, no, wait, Ye, did they really give you the address? It wasn't them? All right, say it was Travis. Make that video, put it out there, and see what they do. Said it's very interesting how calm Ye was in the videos, yet the media would make you believe he was screaming and rambling. It's what they do all the time whenever Ye says anything. he said the source of all those stories regarding Ye in the media is Tracy Romulus. She was the source that Jason had worked with in the past when him and Kardashians were cool. Called her the central source of all sources. He knows how she plays the media game. I know in the past, like being in the journalism game for a little bit as I was with Forbes, when I would ask people like, hey, any chance of talking with Ye, all of them would tell me, oh, you have to talk with Tracy. Tracy's the one to talk to. So that kind of lines up with things I'd heard in the past in terms of just Tracy kind of being the center of everything when it comes to the PR and media aspects and conversations with the family. So, yeah. But here, Jason's saying that she's the source of all the stories. Essentially, like the person that's putting these stories out there and getting the frame that the Kardashians would want on the stories, the headlines that they want, is Tracy. Which is kind of interesting to think about when you think about the way that Pete and Kim's relationship has been portrayed in the media versus like Kim or versus Ye and Julia Fox, right? That you might have somebody behind the scenes being like, all right, we want to drive the conversation this way versus driving this conversation this way. So we look more like upright and good and wholesome while the other couple looks, you know, more outlandish and like they're just reacting to the good thing that Kim and Pete have. It's enough to make you wonder, you know? Jason was with Ye the entire day yesterday. I mean, it's also possible that they're doing nothing, right? And the media is actively searching out for headlines all the time, whether or not the family is supplying them with headlines. So things would be created without any like master plan going on. But Jason was with Ye the entire day yesterday, January 17th. The Game, WAC, Five-Yo, Marilyn Manson, French Montana, Big Sean, Pusha T, Hit-Boy, Fashion Nova owner Richard Sagi, Justin LaBoy, Antonio Brown were in the studio yesterday. Ye wants AB to be part of Yeezy brand. So that's like quite a crew in terms of people like that Ye has been cool with, people that are controversial to nuclear degrees at this point, looking at Manson, to people that Ye has had beef with like very recently, like Ye and Big Sean, right? Which we talked about them being reunited is a great thing. But Ye and Hit-Boy recently reunited after having beef for years. Ye and Fashion Nova had beef for years as Fashion Nova was knocking off everything. And now here they're just all together hanging out. Ye invites Jason to the back room where Big Sean, French, Push, and Ye are sitting in the dark. Convo gets tense but filled with love. Ye told Big Sean he was not sorry for what he said about him on Drink Champs, which is kind of explosive, right? Because we figured seeing Sean with Ye, it'd be like, oh, they found some common ground. Ye probably apologized. Sean probably said he like understood from Ye's perspective something's going on. But instead, it's just Ye saying he's not sorry for what he said. And Sean respected that, right? So it's just kind of like, all right, which I think gets at the same thing. Ye's probably like, I felt how I felt. I said what I said at the time. Like, I'm not going to apologize for that. And Sean's like, okay, I get what you mean, but we've put that behind us. Like, we realized what was going on. So they were both unapologetic. They both said how much they cared about each other and both said it was now past them. So it may not be like a Hallmark movie, like, oh, we were so mistaken, but it seems like, you know, they were adults about the situation. They relied on the fact that they really do care about each other more so than whatever, like, things went on between them that caused the bad blood, and now they're moving forward. And then there's a link to the video, and like, shout out to Beelzebub for spending over an hour on a Jason Lee video. And then Jason Lee, for those of you who don't know, which this is such an old picture, which is wild, he dropped so much weight, but he just recently posted social media to like a 10-year difference in photos. But Jason Lee is an American radio host, blogger, brand ambassador, and entrepreneur, best known for being an editor-in-chief for his radio show, blog Hollywood Unlocked, and for being a supporting cast member for two seasons on the VH1 show Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. As of season 11 until season 14, he was one of the recurring cast members on the improv comedy show Wild and Out on MTV. And then there's a bunch more. You can see that he's collaborated with celebrities such as Chris Brown, Kris Jenner, Rob Kardashian, and Jamie Foxx. He was a producer for the live show For the Love of R&B and brand ambassador. He utilized his brand relationships to host a successful blogger brunch with Karen Civil, which highlighted pop culture's notable urban and mainstream entertainment bloggers, and the event featured celebrity guests such as The Game, right? So you can see there's like some connections here, how like if Jason was cool with The Game, especially doing that, why Ye, who just recently hooked up with The Game to make Easy, might be in contact with Jason Lee at that point. Omarion, Omarosa, Mateo, Don Benjamin, and more. In 2015, Lee signed on as a cast member of the popular VH1 series Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, as he only stayed on the show for two seasons, blah, blah, blah. The blog has become one of the top 25 current entertainment brands, with being described as the number one source of Hollywood news. Lee then decided to expand the brand to radio with Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. So that's a little bit of Lee's background. But yeah, you can see like the difference, right, between Lee here and Lee here. It's just a wildly different aesthetic. So, you know, good for him. But we'll see how the interview is when it comes out in just a little bit. So that's all for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.